Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960-960. Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yeah, I got a little story for you.
808.
What you thought was your daddy? Wow, you were sitting home alone at age 13.
You know how you always hear hockey never ends? Well, you got this, and you got the playoffs, and you got draft, and you got free agency, and then they've got, after the draft, you've got prospect camps, and then before you know it, they have prospect tournaments for the preseason. There's about 8 weeks where there's not hockey. You know what starts today? The NHL Combine.
Huh.
So, Matthew Tkachuk, enjoy your cup, get on a plane and get to Buffalo, because now you need to do push-ups and pull-ups.
Drink out of this cup, pee into that one.
Yeah. Actually, don't pee into that
one. Boy, that smells.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, this week, Monday to Friday, they will bring in all the top end of the NHL draft. Expected to go, I don't know how deep they go, quite frankly.
Usually 100 plus guys.
Yeah, it's enough. It's enough that by the end of it, you're tired of watching guys jump in the air and ride bikes.
As like a hockey fan or as a scout?
I mean,
even the fans, I don't know that the app, even if they have Matthews versus Laine chin-up competition, I'm not watching. I don't care.
It might be worse for fans.
Yeah, it has to be.
Because at least the scouts, they're have somewhat of an interest. Boy, Warner hates that stuff.
He really does.
And I don't know what you learn. Because as you recall, the big story a couple years ago was Sam Bennett and his inability to do pull-ups.
Pull-up gate.
Oh, look, he can only do one. Well, yeah, because his shoulder is hamburger.
Hmm.
Think he's okay, despite that poor performance at the Combine a couple years ago.
And again, this isn't the CrossFit Olympics you're drafting people for. It's the sport of hockey. Your ability to play hockey probably matters more than how much you can bench press.
Is it, honestly, I just wonder if it's to make sure these guys, the dedication to see how, they all have personal trainers. They're all 17, 18 years old. I just don't, it's unless some kid shows up with a bucket of KFC,
a boiler on him,
and a big boiler and a compression shirt. Ryan House shows up.
Jeez. Oh, Houser, that's too bad.
Poor Ryan House. I felt bad, and I've told this story. I felt bad for him. His last training camp,
because you knew
the whole thing was he's going to eat right. He's got somebody to help him with his diet and his workout, because in junior, he scored, what, 50 goals?
50 plus.
Came easy. Guy could shoot. Guy could play.
He and Roman Horak were on the same line with Chilliwack.
And then he got drafted. And he did not, once he was living on his own, it did not go well. He was just eating what he wanted, when he wanted, that sort of a thing. Like a lot of kids do when they go to college or university or get out of high school. Trouble here was he needed to be in very good shape. And it ended up being his last camp. And I went into the locker room to do some interviews after one of the on-ice sessions. And everybody's in there and, you know, they're doing their thing. And this poor guy, now he did it to himself, but this poor guy is sitting near the end of the room with the Under Armour on. And he's got the belly bulge going. And his face is just beet red. I mean, he's out of gas. This guy has done all he can. And it wasn't long after that we didn't see him again. So aside from that, we talk about what did the Memorial Cup, and Elliot had some thoughts on it. He thought that for sure the Matthew Tkachuk has elevated his stock.
Well, was it elevated or solidified his stock? I think he used the word solidify, which means, if you liked him before, nothing changed your mind. If you were really high on him before, you're still really high on him now.
It sounded to me like he cemented himself as the number four pick, is what he said. So that's the one thing. Does the tournament do that? What about the combine? If you feel great about a kid, It's like, oh, well, he doesn't jump quite as high as we thought he could.
Well, then you drag him into the boardroom and your whole staff gets to grill him for half an hour. What does that do to the stock? Again, that's not hockey.
Hmm. It'll be interesting to see, and we'll have to put our feelers out to see who the Flames bring in. Because the teams will often, especially when you're picking higher, they'll bring some of the guys in for an interview or just to show them the building, let them meet some of the people. And especially when you're picking at six, I would think there might be a few kids that have a feeling they're going to be drafted there. How big's the group, for starters?
It depends who you include, because I wouldn't think it's consensus that Yolevi is the first D-man on everyone's board. There would be some of the Sergachev. There is a lot of Logan Brown hype, but he's not a consensus top six at all. I would think you've got probably five or six guys for those three spots.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense to you. Because Nylander's in that group. Yolevi's in that group. You have to have Dubois and Tkachuk in that group. And then someone's going to like Sergachev more than Yolevi.
Because I remember last year they brought a bunch of kids through. And I was like, well, did you bring Connor McDavid? No, we didn't talk.
Didn't need to.
Didn't talk to him. Yeah. But I think that's probably good practice. And there again, that's so flimsy too. Because you could meet a kid who's very awkward and not great in that sort of setting. Sean Monahan comes to mind.
Like awkward, but just, yeah.
Just very, you know, if you were to judge or guess what kind of a person or player you were getting, that's a stark contrast. He's far more engaged on the ice than he would be in a boardroom with a bunch of suits. I know that Tavares, same way when he was young.
Okay.
But elite player. And even Connor McDavid, man, it's not like he's doing stand-up at the Yuck Yucks.
I tell you what, I would be so fearful if I was a head of scouting and something not related to hockey moved my board, right? Mm-hmm. Like someone in the standing long jump or, you know, a conversation that one of your scouts had with the kid. Like, geez, we aren't going out there to go get fitness guys. We're not drafting politicians here. This is about hockey.
It's funny, though, you learn a lot because there was 3-4 years ago, I won't mention the name because whatever, but there was one kid that the Flames wanted to talk to. This was at the draft. Hey, we'd like to get you in for an interview. We're slotting interview times. We want to see if it'll work. And the kid said, nah, you know what? I'm not playing in Canada.
Really?
They thought wait, what? No, Siri, I'm not playing in Canada. If I get drafted by a Canadian team, I'm not going. So it's not even worth. No, thanks anyway.
See ya.
Sure enough, they didn't interview him. He didn't get drafted by a Canadian team. So there's that side of it too, I suppose, that you learn both the good and the bad.
Yeah, and it also doesn't mean the kid wouldn't be a great hockey player, right?
No, absolutely not. It's just.
There's plenty of guys that aren't great citizens that are really good at hockey.
There's just very weird people. They're just in everything. Weird people.
Just a bunch of weirdos.
Everywhere you go, man.
You and I. The hippie over there.
Yeah.
We're all weirdos. The Rocket, our boss. Weirdo.
Straight weird. Yeah. Especially that guy.
Retro? Seems like a normal guy?
Yeah.
Is he weird?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Everybody's weird. I mean, we're weird good.
Right.
Most people are weird bad, though. I wonder what, and we'll do a poll on it coming up, I'm sure. I wonder if you were to canvass 1,000 Flames fans right now, who do you want?
Well, what do you canvass them today, night after they watched Tkachuk? Please. Of course, that's going to skew things.
Well, but that's part of it, right? I wonder if it does.
If you canvass them a week ago, you'd probably, Yolevi.
Are you now, yeah, you got to have, man, please let Tkachuk be there. Do you still feel that Dubois, 6'2", 200 pounds, center, 50% in the faceoff dot, had what, 99 points in 60-some games?
62.
No, that's
impressive.
Let's have another centerman. You can never go wrong. You can never have too many centers.
6'3", phenomenal two-way center.
Even if he's not a prolific scorer, it's good to have a good second-line center.
Well, you can't have enough good players at good at
right
peak positions. You can't be looking at your depth charts trying to plug holes.
No, we need D. If you can draft the top defenseman from the board in a draft, you got to do it. But I wonder if it's a little more high on Tkachuk today than maybe it would have been.
For fans, of course it is.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Absolutely. It's human nature. It's what we just watched.
Should we do a poll?
We could do it tomorrow. We got all week for polls, no? Our poll right today, we're...
Today? No, we... Well, Jay, can you put the poll up, please?
Oh, dear.
Which names do we want up there?
You're very excited about this Twitter poll stuff.
Tkachuk.
Yuel Levy. Dubois, Nylander, other.
No, we can't do other. I don't want to steal...
Well, you're allowed to want someone other than Tkachuk that we didn't mention. You don't want to force someone into any of these kids they don't want. Other is valid in this situation.
No, well, then, I'd like Line A. No.
Well, no, you can't have Line A.
Tkachuk, Yuel Levy, Dubois, Nylander. How's that?
Yeah.
That's the realistic four, I would think.
Yep. And you're getting one of them if you're the Flames. If you have them in any of those four ranked in as your top four, you're getting one.
Yeah, if the top three go where they're supposed to go, you're getting one of those guys. So we'll put that up on the old Twitter poll. How's our right now the Twitter poll going? Because we stole it today from the Fan 590. They were wondering, what are you watching tonight on your tube? Are you watching Game 1 of the Cup Final? Are you watching Game 7 of the NBA West Finals? I did say East earlier. Or what are you, the baseball, Jays and Yankees? They were pretty much, sawed off. A lot of people are going to watch the baseball. Some going to watch the hockey. It was fairly even. We thought, how will that compare here? Pretty much like we thought. 65% Sharks Penguins. 18% basketball. 17% Blue Jays. So not close. What's it in Toronto?
Pull it up right now.
All right.
Pretty much, they've got a total of over 1,000 votes, 1,200 votes. 36% Jays Yankees leads the way. Regular season game.
Yeah.
Penn Sharks, 34%. And the West Final, 30%. OKC Golden State.
So crazy close.
Really close.
And here, not close whatsoever.
Landslide.
All right.
Well, we'll get things we already knew confirmed.
We'll get the next pick up there, the old poll thing that we're going to do.
You see Pheasant Sweater Guy today?
I did see Pheasant Sweater Guy. We were talking to Elliot, awesome? And I just feel like it's
rude. You can't
rude
do it to Elliot, no.
To just jump in and start bellowing and blaring about Pheasant Sweater Guy when you're in the middle of a key interview.
Which of our guests would we do that to? Try to think. We don't really know.
Kerr.
Kerr for sure we would, yeah.
Guests on the show, join us on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. South Street Burger. They make burgers. 820. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
We'll do a little what you want to talk about before 9 o'clock. Hey, did you know? Edwin Encarnacion hit home run number 100 at Rogers Center yesterday.
Yeah, his 100th, yeah.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Fifth all time.
And that was a laser beam to the second deck.
Yeah.
Whoa. They're playing a bit of baseball these days, even with Tulowitzki sent to the DL.
Isn't that crazy?
Are you missing his bat? Nope.
People are happy that he's on the DL.
I would say they're happy, but it's just not a devastating blow at all because you've got two bench shortstops that are superb defensively, and Tula wasn't even hitting.
And if he's not hitting,
it's the same guy. Just $20 million more.
So Encarnacion, 100 home runs at Rogers Center behind Joe Carter, Vernon Wells, Jose Bautista,
and
Carlos Delgado.
The king.
Did you know? David Price has the highest run support in the American League.
Yes.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say...
So this is how many runs of support he gets on average.
Yeah, and so this is when he's in the game. The yes. runs after he leaves the game don't count.
No.
I'm going to say 6.
8.52.
Oh my gosh! That's incredible!
8.5.
And you look at his ERA, it's around 5, and he's 7 wins? Like, yeah. What?
Dickey...
this was Drew Hutchison yeah. last year, remember? He was 12 wins, and he was awful.
Yeah. Was not great, but he just...
Drew would give up 5-6 runs and leave with a victory.
He had like 12 run support every game. For what it's worth, R.A. Dickey, the 6th lowest in the AL, he is at 3.41, yeah. which is maybe a little better than what you thought, but still.
Yeah. Bats have not been awake most of the year.
You get 8.5 runs.
You're going to win.
Most nights, you're going to be in good shape.
A Boston team can hit.
Mm. Hey, did you know? Yesterday, Jordan Spieth, another win.
Boring.
He now has, for 22 years of age or younger, has more wins than Tiger did. 8 to Tiger Woods' 7.
Did he go pro sooner, I wonder? That's impressive.
Don't ask questions. Don't, just.
I didn't know. Sorry, I did not know. You asked me if I knew. I did not know.
Take the data and just bathe in it. And finally, hey, did you know Steven Strasburg, the Nationals, went 9-0 with his latest win. Becomes the first ever pitcher in the Nationals / Expos franchise history to start 9-0.
I did not know that.
Two guys went 8-0 to start. 1993, Kirk Reeder.
Oh.
And, of course, Pedro Martinez.
I thought it would be Pete and Randy Johnson, but not
in
Johnson.
In 97. Anytime we can bring some legitimate Expos...
Yes.
History to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
And coming up later today, one of the weirdest fan transitions I've ever seen. Darren Haynes was a huge Expos guy, now a huge Nationals guy. He might be the only person from that fan base that slid over to Washington with the club.
See, I have a hard time with that.
I do too. I think it's crazy.
Because when the Jets left, it was like, well, I can't cheer. No, they took our team.
The opposite of cheering for them, right?
Cheering can't cheer for that. Them. They were just, you know what? It wasn't even cheer. They're just dead. You're dead to me now. You're dead. But Hainsey does, you know, Hainsey's a little weird.
He's got a new piece up. We're going to talk to him right after 9.
Hmm. Can't wait.
Article.
The time right now is 8:30, and it's time for the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
And you might have guessed, the Pinder Report is with Ryan Pinder. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Dean. It's game one of the Stanley Cup final tonight. We have been waiting a few days for this, and it'll finally get going from Pittsburgh, where this should be a gem. Let's stop with the mumbling Pinder and get to some people whose quotes actually matter. Here's Joe Thornton.
I think we've done a good job of just going day to day. We haven't really, you know, worried about winning the cup so much. It's just get through today and then we'll worry about tomorrow. But I enjoy this. I'm having fun. I also know that we still got 4 more wins to be done this postseason.
4 more would get it done. Same story for Pittsburgh, of course. Sidney Crosby spoke about what we've all been speaking about since that Washington series and through the Tampa series. It's not just a couple stars that needed to play well. They've got all kinds of contributions from guys lower down their lineup.
If you want to be part of a winning team, depth's got to be, you know, one of the biggest parts of your team. And when you look at it, we have that. You know, we have different guys that can go out there on any given night and get that big goal or make that big play. And you don't get this far without that.
Not just Malkin's line. Not just Crosby's line, because they had the that annoying wrestler with the bad sexy.
Yeah, the heartbreak kid.
Right, so the Hagelin, Bonino, Kessel line, and even Brian Rust, who, you know, was a guy in the AHL midseason. There's a guy that had 3 goals in Game 6 and Game 7 combined. The only 2 they scored in Game 7 to get them past Tampa.
So mm-hmm.
Depth has been huge for the Penguins for sure. Do you have a favorite in this series?
Are we making our official picks?
Well, it doesn't have to be if you don't want to. If you're comfortable making a pick, go ahead.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Sharks.
Ooh.
In 6.
It feels very close, and I don't know that there's a decided edge. I haven't seen Vegas odds, but I don't imagine you're going to make a lot more than you bet on either of these clubs. It's that evenly matched, and the reasoning's pretty simple. They both have had somewhat similar storylines. Brand new coach, brand new goalie. They've each played a 5-game series, a 6-game series, a 7-game series. Their goals for both around 3 to 3.5, goals against both under 2.5.
Oh, yeah. I just very as easily could have,
very good penalty kills.
I could have just said to you Pittsburgh in 6, but instead I'm going to say San Jose in 6.
Right.
But I have no clue.
Very evenly matched, and I'll cheer for game 7. And the tiebreaker for me, who's got better nicknames? Because we heard Horny and Cooney.
Right. Pretty good.
Well, and the Sharks had their play-by-play guy.
Burnsy.
So I feel like Pittsburgh's got the edge there, but that was until I heard Joe Thornton say this.
To go there with Burnsy and Pickles, it's going to be great. I played in one before, and it was an awesome time, so looking forward to it again.
That was Joe talking about the World Cup of Hockey, but Pickles.
Right. Pickles
going to the World Cup of Hockey with him.
Now,
of course, is
Mark Edward Vlasic.
Vlasic Pickle. Yeah.
Pickle.
Somebody asked earlier, well, was it Pavelski Pickle?
No,
it's Vlasic.
Obviously, Vlasic. We love pickles around here. We've got the Pickle Fest clips. You can't.
Don Bickle and Dolly Relish are looking forward to seeing everyone.
No, that you could trust someone that doesn't like a pickle. That's the time for
savings.
I'm going to take
the Sharks. Coupon book available at many downtown retailers.
It's a coupon book.
You even pindered your own clip
during Pickle Fest '97.
See, the thing is, here's what it is.
He is in high school in '97.
Pindered again. Here's what it is. He's been known as Pickles since he came into the league.
Well, it's an easy one with that last name.
Right.
I'd forgotten.
Taking it to the streets.
You're using a decade-old nickname just to play my stupid old clips.
I could have done the bean burrito thing, but that's your stupid old clip, I feel like.
Oh, I love it.
Big wheel.
So, 6
that's
o'clock.
That's not pickles.
Friend. 6 o'clock.
That's nothing to do with pickles.
Saskatchewan.
Get ready, Brandon. God.
6 o'clock, we've got it on your radio tonight. It's also on CBC. Other NHL news, the World Cup rosters came out on Friday. Taylor Hall, not on Team Canada. PK Subban, not on Team Canada. Chris Letang, not on Team Canada. Corey Perry, not on Team Canada. There'd be a pretty good team of rejects, hey? If you could take the best guys not taken, you could throw Kessel with that crew. That might have the best power play in the whole bloody tournament. Are you kidding me? Subban, Letang, Perry, Hall, Kessel? None of them going. Some surprises. Well, for some, Jake Muzzin going.
That's the one, right?
Yeah. And the not the analytics crowd. They've been foaming over this guy for years. But certainly, if you don't watch a lot of Kings and you say, well, he just plays with Doughty, then this would be a bit of a stretch. But we have seen the familiarity with Team Canada liking pairs that have played together. We had an all-St. Louis pair, an all-Chicago pair in Sochi. This is going to be an all-LA pair. I imagine he plays with Drew Doughty, and he's an effective penalty killer. Someone's got to do that. Bit of an analytics darling. He goes at the expense of, again, Subban and Letang. Left-hand shot doesn't hurt either. The Americans, no Kessel. What?
Archer Burger.
No Phil. Torts electing to take some heart and soulers. Ryan Callahan.
I like him. He's a heart and souler, but he couldn't score more than 25 or 30 goals in his f***ing lifetime.
Brandon Dubinsky, Justin Advocator going as well. Do you get a sense that this will be something we look back on and say, wow, that was really smart for them not to take Kessel? Or is it going to be they're going to lose a game and someone on a panel is going to state the obvious? Well, they could have used another goal tonight. Where's Phil Kessel?
Yes and yes. Like, all of that will happen if, in fact, those events transpire.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think they will miss him. One player I don't think is going to change everything. The thing about this is, and I know we talked about it earlier, I don't know how everybody is jacked up to play in this event. This is the Stanley Cup. Phil Kessel's maturing. This means a lot to him right now, this run that he's on.
Well, certainly more than the World Cup in the fall, right? I would expect. That said, only one American has scored more goals since 2010 than Phil Kessel. His name's Joe Pavelski. Only one American has more points. That would be Patrick Kane. That's right. More than all Americans on all fronts, except Pavelski in goals and Kane on points. That's impressive, but he's not good enough for Team USA. Don't like the way he does business. Thanks, Torts. Austin Matthews and Drew N will make the under-23 team. Those both seem like guineas.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Coach what his favorite Dolphin movie was.
Jeez. Jennifer.
What his favorite Dolphin? Like, of all the stupid questions... of all the dumb... For those that don't know what that is, that's Torts on a press... conference call, press conference type of a deal. And... you're given when you're in the media, you'll get, here's the press conference, here's the number you dial, here's the passcode to get through.
So someone got these numbers out so someone that people got could it, screw
Torrance. And they were going to screw the conference call up. And called in and asked what his favorite Dolphin movie is.
Jennifer, let's go to the next question. Jennifer.
And poor Jennifer is the one.
Jennifer, let's go to the next one, Jennifer.
She's... Poor Tor. Hello.
Jennifer.
What the hell?
Hello.
Jennifer.
Patrick Laine made Team Finland too, which is hello. Unreal. One more bit of news surrounding the World Cup of Hockey. And it has to do with Team Sweden.
This one's for Pat!
Sadly, no Michael Backlund on the Swedish. The Tre Krona.
Now, listen, does he deserve to be there? Did you look at the roster? I know Carl Soderberg is the one name that got people a little
Kruger
bit.
Well, Kruger hasn't scored in about 1,000 years, but you know what? I don't know enough about the other guys, but I think he's a guy that could help a lot of teams. Not Team Canada, but... You can trust him both ends of the rink. There's a bit of offense there. He can penalty. Like I think he should probably be in the tournament, but I don't think it's a huge snub.
Does it come down to centers, right? Are they deep at that?
Well, they're not going to play him on the wing. I mean, he's a really good center.
Yeah.
To the MasterCard Memorial Cup we go. A thriller in Red Deer last night to close the tournament and crown a national champion. The game pitted Rouen Noranda against the London Knights. The Huskies against the Knights. The QMJHL champs beat Red Deer in Friday's semifinal, and London had been off since Tuesday. Rouen Noranda.
Today's the last day you ever... Well,
ever.
Unless...
No. The Knights were down in this game, 2-1, with less than 5 minutes remaining, and the only time they trailed all tournament...
Not going to work here anymore anyway.
But the Knights would tie it, and we needed overtime last night for a national championship. Doesn't get much better than that.
There's a pass. It's a good one. Kachuk. Wait, shoots. Scores. It's over. Good Knights.
Really?
The Memorial Cup now belongs to the London Knights.
Wow. Matt Kachuk, second goal of the game. And the old man comes climbing out of the rafters to give him a hug on the ice. Awesome.
You have man boobs.
Oh. Mayo all over his shirt.
Jeez.
Ah.
So the Knights victorious. Congrats on an unbelievable season. They won 17 straight to close out the OHL playoffs and then sweeping through the MasterCard Memorial Cup. That's an incredibly impressive season, and 7 to 8 guys could get drafted off the squad. A lot of them will be higher picks. They could have 3 first rounders: Jones, Yolevi, Kachuk.
That's the thing, cool. And their goalie. I mean, they could be very much back to where they are right now year.
They use one of their overage slots for a backup goalie. That's how good and young they were.
Yeah.
You don't see that. To the majors we go. Jays.
Catch the taste.
Roberto, a little sleepy there. Did you see him? They had him out on the weekend. They brought back a bunch of the old Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Catch the taste. Jays take 2 of 3 from the Red Sox. Just a swing away from a sweep. They got into extra innings yesterday. Edwin Encarnacion tied the game with a home run to make it 3-3. R.A. Dickey was perfect until he was awful. No hits through 5 innings and then crushed in the 6th inning. He couldn't get through it. The bullpen hung up zeros until they got to the 11th. The zeros, no more. They allowed 2 runs in Boston. They silenced the Jays' bats in the bottom half.
Donaldson swings and misses. Uehara strikes him out. A 1-2-3 bottom of the 11th. And Boston salvages one game here this weekend. They win this one 5-3.
Pretty nice stretch for the Jays. That loss yesterday aside, they have won 7 of their last 10. They have taken 4 of 6 from the Yankees and the Sox. And if it sounds familiar, there's more of those two teams coming. The Yankees now in tonight for the opener of a 3-game set. They'll have an off day before going to Boston. It's 12 in a row against their 2 divisional rivals, and big ground to be made up, or at least to protect in the standings. They're now 500 at 26-26. Troy Tulowitzki's on the DL 15 days. That's back to the strained quad when he stole a base in New York. And your starters tonight, Marco Estrada, Ivan Nova. 5:00 Sportsnet West. Other Major League Baseball notes, bad luck for Jake Odorizzi. 1 bad pitch. 2 incredibly awful outcomes. He loses a no-no and the game for the Rays. They fall 2-1 to the Yankees. The one swing came after a walk. They lose 2-1. Sad, Mr. Odorizzi.
Yeah.
to Sports Boomer Hates.
Sports Boomer Hates. Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
A hearty tip of the cap to the Foothills FC, the Calgary PDL side. They won 4-0 in their home opener on Friday and then beat the Portland Timbers U23 side for the second time on the weekend Sunday with a 2-1 victory. They are now 3-1 atop the table in the Northwest Division of the PDL. Impressive start to their season. Congrats, and a good-looking crowd on Sunday at Glenmore Athletic Park, the new home. Raptors, their season is over. Cleveland crushing them in Toronto.
NBA update.
Game 7 tonight between the Warriors and the Thunder.
NBA update.
And Milos Raonic is out at the French Open. There's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook.
Couple things on the old Twitter this morning at our account, at Boomer and Rhett. The first one this morning, wanted to know, what are you watching tonight? Game 1 of the Cup Final, the Game 7 between the Warriors and Thunder, or Blue Jays-Yankees. Number 1, Sharks-Penguins, 66%. Number 2, basketball. Number 3, Blue Jays. The most recent poll we put up, who do you hope the Flames will select at 6? Not who do you think, who do you hope? Who do you want them to take at the number 6 pick?
So the assumption is the top, these guys are all available at 6.
Yeah, let's say, the three are what the three are. Who do you hope drops to 6? And in theory, you're going to get one of these guys if that's the top 7. Matt Tkachuk, 50%. Pierre-Luc Dubois, the big centerman out of Cape Breton, 25%. Alex Nylander, 21%. And no love for the blue line, 4%. Ole Juolevi.
I'm going to go vote for him right now.
You're going to go vote for Ole?
I am.
I'm worried about drafting another person named Ole.
Ole. Yeah.
Right?
Well, they're both Finns and are named Ole.
Trouble.
All swoops.
You know what? Red flag. Throw it up. Can't draft that guy.
Cancel that meeting at the combine.
Can't do
you
it.
Can't talk to another Ole. The last one was
can't
a complete
do that.
Goon, a space cadet.
Last guy was terrible. It was awful. You can't use a 6th overall pick on an Ole.
No.
And it just dawned on me.
There's a lot of scouts that disagree with you.
Well, maybe. We'll take our final break here before the top of the hour. It's 8:46. When we come back, we'll do what you want to talk about. The fan feedback line is how we do it. You know that. 960-960 on your mobile phone. Let's get it. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
What's happening, Jay?
How's your Monday, Jay? How are you? Yes,
it's usually about this time, right? Usually the 10 to 9, it all starts to sputter. The old lawnmower engine starts to...
Yeah, don't try to send an email and play a song.
Yeah.
It's asking a lot.
Thanks, Rogers.
Oh.
Oh.
Can we get some...
Thanks,
Jay?
Hewlett, Pat, whoever the...
Internets.
Hey, Jay?
Yeah?
Do you want to take that back?
No.
All right. Then I guess it's time to do the thing that we... And we do the thing. I hope we can do it. I'm not sure.
Talk about.
Yeah.
Talk about. Talk about.
Ouch.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder. Brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Get 0% for up to 84 months on Ram trucks, Grand Caravans, and Jeeps. You can also buy a new Jeep for only $15,995. Go to VarsityChrysler.com.
We apologize to Varsity Chrysler. You deserve better than this.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
If you could just cut back on the downloading of the porn till after the show, that'd be great, okay? That'd be awesome. 8:51.
That's HD video.
Boomer, you say we can't draft an Ole in the first round, but make no mention of drafting a Nylander or a Tkachuk.
Oh, geez, that's a good point. We did have a flame out with a Tkachuk at 6.
Yeah.
Spelt differently.
Spelt different. Different bloodlines. It's fine. Okay, you can draft him.
And the Nylander. That guy was the biggest Houdini act in the playoffs, maybe in Flames history.
Michael?
Oh, the worst. Playoff hockey, invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, different game, but that would have a sour taste still in many Flames fans' mouths.
Good morning, Boomer. If you need golf balls, there's a guy in a Dodge Caravan just south of Calgary on Highway 2. They even come in a handy egg carton container.
And that guy's up on
Coachell
North, too.
I mentioned that I have to go golfing today. Now, you love going, right?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Remember that one day I went out like a month ago?
Yeah.
Winds 50K, 6 degrees. Great day.
Yeah. I can't wait. Tkachuk equals Sam Gagne. Aside from the fact that they both played for London, I don't know where the comparison is, other than what you're saying is what he's going to be drafted high and then...
Yeah, they certainly don't play the same way. They're not the same size.
Complete one's a center, one's not.
Yeah.
So they both wore the same junior jersey, but aside from that, I'm not sure.
Oh, I just got horrible news. According to Steve Simmons of the Toronto Sun, someone has texted in saying that Simmons is reporting the Flames had a second interview with Carlisle.
Oh.
And the texter also wanted to be added to my will. Because, of course, I'm jumping in traffic if the Flames hire Randy Carlisle.
If the Flames hire Randy Carlisle, you will jump in front of traffic.
And I'll say this. I would wonder about who's pulling the strings if Randy Carlisle is the next Flames coach. Jeez. Please don't. Please.
What's the problem?
Carlisle. He's awful. The only problem is that his teams weren't good. Other than that, not a lot of problems.
He's won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, way back.
He got a Leafs team to the playoffs and almost into round two.
Mm.
Okay. Boomer, did you have a nightmare last night where Chris Letang took a run at your wife? You've been dumping on the dude ever since the show started. No, is he top 10? I guess he's a top 10 defenseman. When I think of elite, when I think of Keith, Doughty, Erik Karlsson, like elite, I feel like I got to go a long way before I get to him. That's all. I've been out of town for 2 weeks. I only pooped twice. What's wrong with me?
Well, I saw that. I was not going to read that.
Were you at a cheese convention?
Were you in Wisconsin?
Because that could be it.
Bunged up.
If you've been in Wisconsin for 2 weeks, that might be it.
But you'd be crushing a lot of beers if you were there, too.
Boomer says the Warriors are good enough to beat the teams they beat. Hey, Pinder, thanks for Saturday night. Oh, and I guess thanks to the fan and Wild Rose 2, Chargers still suck.
There you go. Boys had fun on Saturday. Boys.
Cal Ripken Jr. is the best baseball player ever.
Repeat that for 40 minutes.
Did I miss Boomer's outstanding recap of the Champions League final this weekend?
No, I didn't even mention it. How rude of me. Real Madrid beats Atletico Madrid in Milan.
Boomer, get your golf balls at Walmart. You're only going to hit them once. Well, there is that. When did Keith Tkachuk become the size of a city bus?
Oh.
Well, it was getting there near the end of his career. But then
Keith.
He doesn't have to anymore. He doesn't have to be thin for you people. He doesn't have to work out. He's made his dough.
He can afford 2 seats on the plane if he needs one.
He's got a 50-goal season.
He's probably driving to the airport today.
My 2-year-old. Hey, I love Keith Tkachuk. We've had him on the show a few times. He's great.
Yeah.
My 2-year-old spent all afternoon learning to ride a pedal bike. No crashes. Gets in the shower, slips, bangs his chin, 5 stitches. Yeah. I'm sure there were at least 8 reasons why Haynes still cheered for the Nationals after he left Montreal.
I don't even want to bring it up with him because I've asked him before and it's just It's mind-boggling.
I hope we don't draft Tkachuk, because then we'll have to listen to that donkey Pinder butcher the pronunciation of his name for 20 years.
I've been bad with Tkachuk.
Why is it so hard?
It shouldn't be. It's just we all have our little blind spots. That's mine.
Because you call him?
Tkachuk.
Right.
Tkachuk.
It's Tkachuk.
It's a silent T that I'm pronouncing. Knife.
Every time.
Knife.
Even though you've been told that it's
Knife.
Not Tkachuk.
Knife.
Enough with the Pickle Fest. Did you say the Flames are drafting Daniel Tkachuk again? Yeah, he's going back in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does Pinder have an Xbox One, or can I have that when he dies?
Please don't hire Carlisle.
Any chance the Oilers make a bid for Stamkos? Fresh start with McDavid and Stamkos. Well, they'd have to move out some money.
Which they could do.
Which they could do.
If you want $6 million, you can move Hall. I don't think that'd be hard to do.
No to Nylander. I used to yell at his old man.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Not a tough bone in that family.
This might be the Nylander you want, though. He looked pretty darn good at the World Juniors. His brother didn't do a ton in the playoffs for the Marlies compared to the regular season.
Sask-Alta update. You ready?
Oh, give it to us.
Can't wait. Over the weekend, the Burstall Braves improved to 4-0.
Oh, the Braves, yes. Yeah.
The Climax Cardinals dropped all three on the weekend roadie. And Gull Lake edges out the Shaunavon Badgers 5-4 in walk-off fashion.
I think the Burstall Braves? Is that Burstall? Am I saying it right?
Burstall, yeah.
Better than Atlanta. They're awful.
They probably are better than Atlanta.
Best Braves out there.
Did Pinder wake up this morning and say, hey, I'm going to annoy the hell out of everyone today?
Don't remember my first thought.
Matthew Tkachuk equals Greg Nemus? Here's the thing.
Please, no.
Yeah. Some will argue both sides. One side played with the best player in junior hockey, life's easy. The other side is you've got to be able to keep up with the guy that thinks at that level and that plays that high.
Well, it's not like he didn't do well with it. There's no draft eligible player with more points.
He did great.
But 107 points?
If the Flames hire Carlisle and perhaps bring back Ramo, should I just drive my truck through the studio and take both of you out? Stand by. Yeah, stand by.
Just make it quick. I don't want to have to be on life support or anything stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
End us quickly.
I don't know what that is. Tkachuk. Put Nylander in your Twitter survey. He's in it.
What the hell are people talking about?
He's in it.
Did you want a different Nylander in there?
Yeah, Michael is not in there.
No.
His son is.
Yes. Seems appropriate.
I lost $100 on a bar bet that Brian Elliott was a UFA. I'm not a smart man.
He is.
We've got one more year.
Next year.
One more year, bud. Sorry about that.
Make that bet again next year. You'll be real happy.
Carlisle will be the next head coach and Reimer will be in net. Sound familiar? Well, yeah, they were both in Toronto, but Carlisle hated Reimer. Hated him.
Yeah. Hi, James. We'd love you to. Did you guys just hire? Click.
My brother-in-law is from Wisconsin, and he got so bunged up from 2 weeks in Mexico, he gave himself a hernia. Who gets constipated in Mexico? I don't know. I think maybe your bowels are just on a different level when you're in Wisconsin. How do you say no to all that delicious cheese? Heard Hall and the fourth overall pick already gone. Not sure what the return is. Well, there's insider. That the fourth overall pick and Taylor Hall both, well, stay tuned, boy, because I'm guessing the big show will have lots on that.
What would you peg the odds of either of those things happening?
0% right now.
No, but
it could.
By the time July rolls around, I don't think it's that far.
No.
Like, if you got a top four defenseman for each of them, I think you'd do it if you're Edmonton, wouldn't you?
Do I think it's already done?
No.
And we'll find out.
No, it's not done at all. No.
So sorry to our insider there.
Elliot usually phones in. He doesn't do the text line. That's weird.
Sounds like you golf like me, shoot in the low 80s. If it gets any colder, I don't go out. It's not even weather for me. I don't know what it is. I don't mind it. I just don't look forward to it. Once I'm out there, and I guess it's fine. Right? I don't know. Would Backlund and the sixth overall pick get you the third overall pick?
No. I would think it would That wouldn't be a hang-up.
Stop it.
If they like Dubois anyway, and get their guy at six. You've added the second-line center.
Second-line center?
Well, what doesn't he do that a second-line center does?
So just by giving up Backlund.
And six, could you get to three? I don't think, I'm not saying it's a slam dunk, but I think it's a conversation. You seem to think it's a hang-up.
I don't think it's anywhere close. We can talk about it tomorrow.
Team-friendly contract. There's a good piece that went up on Flames Nation today on Backlund as well.
What does it say?
I haven't read it yet. I've got it tabbed for my reading tomorrow.
It's probably good though, right?
I like the author's writing. So
who's writing it?
Kent Wilson.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah. So I've told him I'm reading it today.
Does he interview Pinder for it?
I have not. No. And Steinberg isn't quoted either. There are numbers involved. So if that scares you, that might not go well.
No, there's not. It's a Backlund article by Kent Wilson with numbers.
That's right. Yeah. Shocking.
The room is spinning.
I know.
I got to let me sit down.
So there you are.
Kent's a good guy. Kent's a great. You know what it is? He's one of the guys. You can read that guy.
Yes.
Right?
That's tough with some of the analytics guys. That's why you like Kent, because this is a kind of, it can be an entry point for people. I don't know a ton about it, but I'd like to know more. Well, his stuff's good stuff to read.
Some of them, it feels like even they don't really get it. They'll just put up just a chart or just put up numbers. Like, here's the reason why, blang, and they don't really explain it or put any of their own opinion into it. This is me backpedaling on Kent, because I don't like to rip him. He's a good guy. But the fact that he is writing about Backlund.
Yeah.
Is one of the least stunning things that has ever happened in my life.
Well, he's been a big proponent of his for a long time.
Is Steinberg actually quoted? Is Steinberg actually quoted? Please, we'll drag this out. Sorry to Darren Haynes. If Steinberg is actually quoted in a Kent Wilson article with numbers on Michael Backlund, it is the most perfect thing that's ever happened in Calgary Flames.
There's no way. No, I'm skimming through it.
Because as we know, both are strong belief and faith in the numbers.
Well, yeah, the data's there.
And they're both, they've both been on.
No, of course not. There's nothing.
No? Oh, man. Now I'm disappointed.
Silly. Oh, hang on.
Come on.
Pat Steinberg recently wrote an article on Backlund's persistently positive effect on his line mates.
Yeah!
Huh? Here's that.
There it's in.
There's that.
This one's for Pat.
Yeah. Have a good day, buddies. Talk to you tomorrow.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Get 0% for up to 84 months on Ram trucks, Grand Caravans, and Jeeps. You can also buy a new Jeep for only $15,995. Go to varsitychrysler.com.
Hello. It's Patrick.
You're flat-footed.
Exploded bag of garbage.
Zoom, zoom.
Hey, Pat. Off.
What a bunch of shit that is.
I shit my pants last night.
Poopy.
Scary.
Regis. Who's Rob Kerr?
I have no shoes on. I'm sorry.
Vodka beep.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You've got to be kidding me.
You're a ball.
You're a loser. You've always been a loser.
Dead deer.
Thank God no one's listening to this.
I'm a giraffe.
How's your dog?